The South Jordan Heavy Rescue Team checks the air for hazards while a rescuer shouts his next move through the gas mask. A confined space rescue can pose a number of risks for both power company linemen and firefighters who would be called if a contractor gets hurt while working underground with live power. Brett Rich is the operational and safety manager for Rocky Mountain Power. He says there are untold benefits from an operation like this, even if it is just a training dummy in the vault up to his knees in water.
We continue to develop our written confined space program and that we take it to another level. And I think that that's what we're both looking at with the groups here. We're able to do that.
Captain Ryan Meller with Salt Lake City Fire is also the training manager with Utah Task Force 1. He says he is thrilled by this learning opportunity because his department has been trying to plan a similar exercise.
Anytime we do something like this, there'll be what we call a hot wash, which is we'll get back and we'll talk about, and very frankly with each other, what went right, what went wrong, what can we do better the next time? Is there something that we saw that was especially right that we want to maybe incorporate as a standard thing that we do?
Meller says it's always better to work out rescue details ahead of time rather than in the heat of a real rescue. He says this type of operation also helps the power company meet the federal requirements for response. Bob Nelson, KUER News.